Hey, Leonard, if you're not busy tomorrow, I have to do a little reception after work.
Oh, I would, but we need to make a push on the Air Force project.
Are you sure? We're celebrating our new ADD drug. I mean, it'll probably be over in like 6 minutes.
Did you say you guys are working on the guidance system tomorrow?
Yeah, why?
Well, Sheldon said that he was going to work with me on our quantum perception project.
We've had this plan for a week.
Well, he reconfirmed with me this morning.
Hey guys, before this gets ugly, remember, the winner gets Sheldon.
Hey, Raj, do you want to go with me tomorrow?
Are you asking because you want me there or out of pity? Actually, never mind, don't answer. I'd love to.
Hello.
Why did you tell Leonard you're working on the gyroscope tomorrow?
Because I am.
But you said you were working with me.
Uh-oh, someone's got two dates to the nerd prom.
I have a plan to work on both projects simultaneously. And for your information, the summer conference on algebraic topology at Caltech is nerd prom.
Sorry, what is this plan you have?
I'm not needed at both places at the same time. And I can also free up extra hours with simple tricks, such as using a minimal amount of words to convey my point.
When does that start?
Soon. See, I could have said in the near future, but I didn't say in the near future because in the near future is three more words and soon. N, one, V, two, near, three, future, four. See, in the near future is four. Soon is just one. Four is more than one. Saving time already.
Genius. I was going to say, why does anyone think Sheldon's a genius? But I didn't.
In a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang.
Hey! Gentlemen, I've got Amy up and running. Shall we get to work?
Before we do, what are you wearing, oh friend who we pretend is normal?
These are hydration backpacks. If for efficiency, whenever I'm thirsty, I have access to water. When I'm hungry, I have lentil soup.
It's getting harder to pretend.
Anyway, Sheldon, we're at a decision point to run the xenon stream through the cryo cooler or through the vacuum filter.
Hey, well, run down the pros and cons of each for me.
Well, if we run the xenon stream through the cryo cooler, it'll be cooled immediately before it reacts with the conduction.
Oh, sorry. Carrot chunk.
Just feel the time being saved.
I'm back. You got me for 8 minutes.
Sheldon, this is silly. You can't expect us to do quality work with you popping in and out like this.
The coefficient isn't lambda, it's lambda sub one. And over here, you should consider the possibility that the brain itself is in two different quantum states. And lastly, do you have any little soup crackers?
The rate of spinning for the central axis centrifuge has to be 4 revolutions per second.
It can't be 4 revolutions, it's gotta be 7.
7? Look at the board. It's 4.
Oh my God, it's 7.
4.
7.
It's 5.5.
Son of a bitch, it's 5.5.
BRB. That's short for be right back. I'm saving so much time. 2 signals meet up at the corpus callosum, and T equals 0. And I know a boy who just earned a slurp of soup.
Incredible. Sheldon, I didn't expect that you could work on both projects, but I was wrong.
You know, I felt the same way about the spork. Like, solids and liquids handled by one utensil, that'll never work. Spoiler, works.
I gotta admit, we didn't think you'd be able to do 2 things at once.
You know, I felt the same way about the platypus. You had a bird and mammal and the same creature, no way. Spoiler, way.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, thanks again for letting me use your laptop last night.
No problem.
I was just doing my taxes.
Okay.
Actually, if I could... I could just check one more thing.
Already cleared the browser history.
You're a good woman. What you working on?
Trying to catch up on office emails before I go back.
Oh, that's right. Maternity leave's almost over. Oh, are you excited?
Yeah. I mean, I'll miss Hallie, but it'll be nice to get out of the house. Be intellectually stimulated. Go out to lunch instead of, you know, be lunch.
That's great. Good for you.
I mean, there's you and my parents. She's gonna be fine.
Oh, of course she is.
And that daycare is great.
It is. I went to check it out, and they are very cautious about letting strange men with no kids peek in the windows.
Liz, I think I'm setting a good example for Hallie, to show her that women can be mothers and still have satisfying careers. Sure, she won't know where I went or if I'm ever coming back. That'll just make the 10 minutes between when I get home and her bedtime even more special.
Other than burp you or give you a bottle, I don't know what to do right now.
It's okay, I'm just being emotional about this. Can you not tell Howard?
Oh, don't you think it'd be healthier if you told him what's going on with you?
Don't you think it'd be healthier if you had your own apartment, grown man?
Your secret is safe with me.
Hey, since when do you do laundry on a Thursday?
I had an accident at work. I slipped and fell on my soup sack.
You know, there is a time I would say, what's a soup sack? But I'm glad we're past that. You know, there was a time I would say, God bless you. And then you would say, if you must invoke an imaginary deity, how about Thor? And I would say, how do you know I didn't mean Thor? And then you would say, touche, and that there ends the tale of why I no longer say God bless you.
Well, we have had some fun, haven't we?
Oh, yeah. So Leonard tells me you've had a busy day.
I did. It hasn't stopped. I figured out a solution for our navigation system while I was pre-soaking lentils out of my pants.
Are you getting sick?
Of course not. I'm too busy to be sick.
Well, you're pretty delicate. Maybe you shouldn't be pushing yourself so hard.
I'm fine.
All right, well, we'll just pretend that you didn't catch a cold watching Frozen.
That didn't happen.
You also got a nosebleed watching Up.
Just do your laundry!
Stuart, you didn't have to make dinner.
Well, felt bad about upsetting you this morning. And to be honest, I'm not the biggest fan of your meatloaf.
Hey, what's for dinner?
Meatloaf.
Oh, cool.
Stuart made it.
Oh, cool. Hey, I was thinking maybe we take Hallie to the zoo this weekend. Get in a little family time before you go back to work.
Sounds great.
Speaking of which, for daycare, it'll be easy for me to drop her off, unless you want to do it.
Guess it should be me.
I can't do it. They have a picture of me on file now.
You okay?
Of course. Why?
Well, I don't know. You seem a little upset.
Yeah, I'm fine.
You sure?
Why don't you think she's fine? She sounds fine. She looks fine. If I saw her on the street, I'd say, Dan, that girl's fine.
Sheldon, you're sick. Go back to bed.
I am fine. Here, eat your toast.
Sorry.
It's okay. Now I don't need butter.
Perhaps I am a little under the weather. There's only a little cold medicine and tea can't fix.
You need sleep.
What I need is to get to work.